This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Amid the global COVID-19 pandemic, Pentecostal pastors Paula White Kane and Jentison Franklin are delivering food to families in need. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com. /our-eyes-r-on-you.
As the nation wrestles with when to reopen states from coronavirus-induced outbreaks, two of President Donald Trump's spiritual advisors are giving to those in need during the COVID-19 pandemic. City of Destiny and Paula White Ministries, or PWM, are distributing food to families who are struggling financially amid COVID-19. According to BPR, both of the ministries of Paula White Kane have delivered over 151,000 pounds of food as a combined total. That amounts to feeding an estimated 10,650 people. Last year, Trump appointed Kane as head of the White House's Faith and Opportunity Initiative, an outreach to religious communities in the nation. She and several other evangelical pastors have often met with the president for briefings and to pray over him. On Easter Sunday, Kane, who serves as oversight pastor of City of Destiny in Apopka, Florida, hosted a drive-in church service. Hundreds of vehicles filled the parking lot as the church donated food to hundreds of families in need. By the end of the service, the church had provided over 30,000 pounds of food that were distributed to 711 families, according to BPR. Through a partnership with World Vision and CityServe, PWM and City of Destiny have reportedly distributed over $80,000 worth of new donated furniture to single moms, families who were previously homeless, and others in need. Kane also partners with the Dream Center in Los Angeles, a nonprofit of Angelus Temple, which delivers roughly 5,000 meals a day. In addition, Pastor Jentison Franklin's Free Chapel Church has also delivered more than 1,500 meals to senior citizens, and another 1,500 to healthcare workers. Free Chapel members have reportedly helped make hundreds of face masks for medical workers and fed the entire COVID-19 wing at Northeast Georgia Medical Center. Franklin recently made headlines when Trump announced he was tuning in to Free Chapel's Easter service via livestream. Trump declared Easter Sunday to be the National Day of Prayer for all Americans who have been affected by the coronavirus. Later that day, Trump thanked Franklin via Twitter for a great and beautiful service. Continue to pray for God's provision for families and individuals who are suffering physically and financially as a result of COVID-19. If you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.